The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Your Houston Texans plus 11 at Ram.
Pick your number. You can't bet the Texans right now.
Yeah.
The Rams are a good team. The Texans are in the conversation for worst team in the NFL right now. So I think the Rams just wrecked them.
Yeah, what worries me is I want to take the Texans to cover here, but the Rams have speedy receivers, and we've seen what those guys do to the Texans' defense.
Robert Woods is going to feast.
Yeah.
Gosh, deep ball. Robert Woods, he's got it! Robert Woods, he is gone! Touchdown, Rams! 94 yards!
1:24 to go in the third. Goff, play fake. And a dump off from Woods. Robert Woods, he's got the angle. Woods spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Rams! L.A. is pouring it on. Play action. Goff. Deep ball is caught by Woods. Robert Woods having a career day.
Yeah, it wasn't very good, John. I haven't done a good job coaching this team this year. That was my message to the team, and I have to figure out how to coach this team better and try to get them to play better.
No, why do you say that?
Because of what you just saw out there. We're just we didn't play well, and haven't really. You know, we've done some good things at some times during the year, but been very inconsistent, and that's a mark of a coach that needs to do a better job.
You feel okay about the plays you sent out there for Todd versus the execution of those plays?
I mean, I don't know, Wex. I mean, what kind of question is that? I mean, I don't even understand that question.
You feel like the plays you're sending out there, Tom, should the offense can execute?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I bet he doesn't have any answers for anything. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, R-E-A-L, at Jon Snow with a 0, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. And, you know what? There are no moral victory Mondays for the Texans anymore.
No.
They don't even do that. I'm not even sure how to deal with these guys the rest of the season, to be honest with you.
That was the worst part about trading away draft picks. And it's nice that they got Deshaun Watson. I guess that's the moral victory is, hey, Deshaun Watson will be back next year probably.
Ooh.
It's Monday.
Yeah.
Monday.
But that's moral as close as a moral victory. Because there's no playing for draft picks. There's
No.
I mean, you just suck and you're going to keep sucking, and there's nothing you can do about it, and yeah, it's tough. It's tough to watch that team, honestly.
Well, and it's so predictable. And I'm going to say this again. He's like, oh, should they fire Bill? It's not Bill O'Brien's fault, no matter what he says there.
It is his fault. It's all on him, he said.
Yeah.
What kind of question is that, Wex?
I'm sick of hearing. He shouldn't even do post-game interviews. He should just issue a statement. We sucked. It's all my fault because we lost. The players know that because that's the same thing he says every week. The reality is, well, where they made their mistake was thinking Tom Savage was a functional NFL quarterback. And
I feel like there was a show where people tried to tell them that that wasn't the case.
Well, I've heard that show. That show also kind of predicted that the Rams receivers would feast a little bit too. The reality is, and the guy, you can't turn the ball over four times. And yes, Aaron Donald made a great play on that first play, but he's so clueless in the pocket that as soon as he gets hit, it's just like, oh, I'm just going to drop the ball. There's no covering up. There's no trying to protect the football. The interception before the half was it. I mean, you're going down there. You're going to at least get a field goal. And no, you throw a pick, they march down, take the lead, and then that's it. And yeah, the defense wasn't good. We knew they wouldn't be. That's a pretty tough team they were playing. But the reality is you can't ask them to keep holding down everything the way that they had to. I mean, yeah. They kept them in the game for about as long as you could expect. And Savage going to Savage. This guy is not an NFL. I'm not even sure he's a backup NFL quarterback.
I don't know either. I really think, and I watched a lot yesterday, a lot around the league, and it was nice to be able to watch the Texans rarely play in the 3 o'clock spot.
Yeah, so you get to watch the other
games. So I got to watch a lot more teams than I normally do. And I think he might be the worst quarterback in the league. And I'm talking about C.J. Beathard.
Boy, we saw some bad ones yesterday.
Brett Hundley, Mitch Trubisky. I'm talking about all of them.
Josh McCown.
Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
That was the dueling interceptions in that game.
It was rough.
It was hard to watch.
But I think he's worse than all of them. I really do. And, man, just think about how this time last year, what people thought about Jared Goff. And I'm still not sold that Jared Goff is, like, figured it out and is suddenly, like, you know, a genius, you know, quarterback savant who's just, like, you're going to roll through the league like this every week. But he's clearly way better than he looked last year. And, I mean, I thought last year, man, it's going to be tough for someone to be worse than Jared Goff. Tom Savage is worse. And, you know, it doesn't help in that the offensive line is horrible. And that got covered up a lot when Deshaun Watson was back there. And you can see it glaringly again now that Tom Savage is back there. But it's just there's not much good to say about the team, honestly. And DeAndre Hopkins had a good day.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. I saw some people on the Twitters talking about, oh, look at Kevin Johnson. Have a day, Kevin. First of all, if Kevin Johnson did have a good game, which I thought he played all right, but if Kevin Johnson did have a good day, like, how about it's about time?
Yeah.
You know, there's just, I'm done jocking these guys who are doing nothing. And like I said, I'll give credit where it's due. DeAndre Hopkins played a lot better than anybody else on that team played.
Yeah.
But it was just it's a really piss poor performance by everybody. I mean, it's bad, and it's players, it's coaches, and it can't be just O'Brien.
No, but and, by the way, nice long return on special teams again.
Yep. But whoever's fault it is, whoever said, you know what, Tom Savage is the guy, and I know the way the Texans work, Rick Smith will point the finger at Bill O'Brien, Bill O'Brien will point the finger at Rick Smith, and it's a never-ending cycle, because that's the same way it worked with Kubiak. Like, nobody wants to take blame when somebody sucks for who wanted him. Whoever wanted that guy was so clueless. Whoever thought that guy could be a starting quarterback in the NFL was so insane. And it's almost ridiculous now. That guy's been in the league for 4 years, and he's still this bad. That's really tough to do. First of all, it's hard to make it 4 years in the NFL if you're that bad. But he's still out there with a starting job right now. 4 years. I mean, what? How? How's this possible? And I know this is a totally different conversation, but every time you see him play and you realize that Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job, it makes you go, man, that dude is being blackballed because...
Yeah, there's no way.
There is no... like, I don't think Colin Kaepernick could come in here and save this team and make them a playoff team, but there is zero chance he's worse than Tom Savage. Zero. And I don't think too much of Colin Kaepernick as a quarterback. I know he's better than Tom Savage. I know it. I mean, what a shameful, shameful performance yesterday.
What does he do well?
Savage?
Yes.
Nothing.
And seriously,
you know what he does
really
well?
There's got to be one part of his game that he
throws the ball really well into defenders' hands at the line of scrimmage. Like, I mean, I don't know how many times they block. It was like getting his shot blocked. It's like Zhong Li going to try to do a layup against the Globetrotters. It happened so many times. I don't know if there's anything I saw that I was like, you know what? He's really good about. He's tough. because he got his ass whooped yesterday and kept getting up. But I just don't – I don't see the skill that the scouts saw that said, you know what, that guy can play. And, I mean, everyone was convinced. Everyone was convinced. Not everyone, obviously, but so many people were convinced that this guy was the answer. It boggles my mind. And I'm – trust me, I'm wrong on quarterbacks all the time. I just don't know if I've ever thought someone was good that ended up being this bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just – it's very difficult to imagine that someone could go from being like – I remember there was – at the beginning of the year, there was a guy who said he was a top 16 quarterback in the league. A guy called into our show and said he's a top 16 quarterback in the NFL. What? What? Just think about that, that someone really believed that. Unbelievable.
I don't know.
I don't know how they can keep running him out there.
Well, that's the thing. You've got no chance to win with this guy out there. And I'm not saying TJ Yates is any better, but he can't be any worse.
He can't be worse. Josh Johnson can't be worse.
Who hasn't thrown a pass since 2011. No. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we thought the same thing last year when the Ostrich was out there. It's like, well, it can't be any worse with Savage.
That's true.
Kind of was. It's about the same. So, I don't know what you do. It's just, to me, the season is lost, and you know, you just sit back and
I
don't know what you can enjoy about this team, right? Other than Clowney. Clowney's fun to watch. That's it. That's all I got.
I don't know what to do, man. I don't know if we, and obviously we've got to talk about it. I mean, we're kind of stuck with that. It's our job, but dude, I don't even want to watch this team play. It's not even fun. They're so bad. It's not fun to make fun of them when they suck. There's been some teams here that was like kind of a comedy of errors, and I was like, oh yeah, that's funny. This is brutally bad. And I know injuries, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. If J.J. Watt was on the field yesterday,
wouldn't have mattered.
It wouldn't have made a difference.
No.
It wouldn't
maybe
have made a difference.
26-7, maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the Watson injury is a big deal, but there's if your entire team is reliant on a rookie quarterback being healthy, then you haven't built your team properly. And you're basically the Colts. That's what you are.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to say about this squad right now. It's frustrating. It's disappointing. It's embarrassing. But yeah, the Bill O'Brien thing of I got to coach better. You can't coach good enough. Like Bill Belichick can't win with this team.
There were actually some good play calls. There was plays to be made. He just can't make them.
Nope.
That's it. Nate 3-2 said, never forget we didn't draft A.J. McCarron when Savage was. Yeah, that you think you'd be better off with A.J. McCarron right now as your backup? I think so.
That's the Browns.
Exactly.
Yeah, to think that, like, this could be, like, Tom Landry could come out here with his hat and not win with this team. Coaching could be better, sure. But it ain't saving this team. The best coaching can't save this team. The talent isn't there.
That's what he says. Things he finally does right. Stays healthy in 2017.
Kudos for him.
Yeah.
There was a couple of hits yesterday. The sack fumble where I was like, oh, he's not getting up from that.
But, no, he did. All right, quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5. Never had a chance. And no one even
knew. It was really only you. ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to betdsi.com right now, use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Well, first of all, I'm not done watching the tape. We got in at 2 a.m., so there were some, you know, obviously a lot of things to learn from on the tape. You know, Tom will start the game against Arizona. But, you know, like I said after the game, we all have to do better.
Okay. Like, well, I mean, obviously Tom will start the game. Why is that obvious? How can you? He was at that game. I saw him there on the sideline.
Yeah, I thought his head was going to explode when Savage threw that interception before the half.
I'm telling you, I just don't know. And listen, I'm not asking him to be a miracle worker. I know Bill O'Brien is. He probably feels the same way about this thing that we do. Like, yeah. Oh, this is just sucks, yeah. And there's no way for me to win now. It's not cool. But how you can just be like, well, obviously Tom is the starter. Why is that obvious? What's obvious about that?
Unless you're trying to get yourself fired.
Tom Savage's QBR for the season, you know what it is? 14.6.
Oh, my God. Well, how's that compared to Deshaun Kizer? Because he was having the worst year of any quarterback ever, and he had a pretty decent game yesterday.
That's a good question. I'll have to I'll check on – I'll give you the update on Deshaun Kizer.
Just curious. But the reality is, where the mistake was made, I don't know who looked at this guy, especially when he got in games last year, and said, oh, yeah, this guy can be a competent NFL backup quarterback. He's not even close to competent. And I don't know how you made that decision and how you just keep him in there.
Deshaun Kizer is 24.
Wow.
Significantly higher.
Wow.
Significantly higher.
And I feel bad for the guy. I do.
For Tom Savage?
Yeah, I do. Because he looks like he doesn't
want
to be. He's way over his head. He keeps getting thrown out there. He's not going to be able to succeed. It's like a racehorse. Put him down. Put him down.
Man, we talk about, and obviously we judge quarterbacks probably more than any other position on the field. But I always think about it like, if you somehow complete 70% of your passes, that's like legendary, you know, on a season. If you can complete 65 on a season, that's an awesome season. If you complete less than 60% of your passes, I think, man, that's a really crappy season. Tom Savage is below 50% completion percentage.
Well below 50%.
Well below. I mean, that's a 47.3%. That's. I can't imagine a world where that guy is like, it looked at as like, oh, yeah, he's definitely the starter. What? 47% passer. Brock Osweiler's 52%.
And that's pretty bad.
Yeah. I mean, it's embarrassing, honestly.
Mon said, is it weird this regime has the ability to find the worst quarterbacks? I think there's something to their that they need to reevaluate their scouting, because you know what? They're pretty good at finding secondary guys.
How the hell did they find Watson? Is that just a luck box thing? Like
probably. But they're usually pretty good at finding like rotation defensive linemen and linebackers, but they suck at offensive linemen at evaluating those guys, and they've sucked at quarterback evaluation. Although,
well, I mean,
of all the guys you've run through here, wouldn't you rather have Brian Hoyer now or Ryan Fitzpatrick or even Case Keenum?
Yeah, any of those guys. I mean, I'd rather have Matt Schaub right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that to be funny. I would rather have Matt Schaub quarterback this team than Tom Savage. Matt Schaub's a better quarterback. Yeah, it really is impressive. It's sad, but it's you almost have to intentionally go out of your way to be that bad at picking quarterbacks. And they've found a way to do it.
Let's let the people weigh in. Diego.
I'm sure the people are thrilled about yesterday's performance.
I can't wait to hear what they have to say. What's up, Diego?
Hi. Hello.
Hey, you're sports.
On. Okay. Well, I just wanted – I think it's obvious that the Texans season is done for, but I'm wondering if you were the GM right now, what would you – I mean, it's obvious that the O-line is weak and the defense, the secondary and linebacking court could use some help, but obviously there's limited roster spots, limited means. What would you be focusing on if you were the GM?
It's funny because – right now, after watching yesterday's game, it's almost impossible to say anything other than offensive line. But then I think back to, well, when Watson was healthy, the offensive line was serviceable. But he doesn't need a great offensive line to be good. And so then I would say, well, they need help in the secondary. They need help at linebacker. But I really think to be that's what sucks about this team. And there's a lot of things to like about the future of this team. Mostly Deshaun Watson. I mean, that's the thing to like the most. I think Clowney's going to be a special player. But secondary, think about this. How much longer do you think Jonathan Joseph has as a player in this league?
The last 2 weeks, we've seen the Jonathan Joseph from a couple years ago look like he was falling apart. I think it's time on that. I think it's you know, if you go back to it, maybe they should have cut him and kept Boye in retrospect. I wasn't necessarily for trying to keep
AJ Boye sealed a win yesterday for the Jags.
So I don't know. That's one of those that, you know, I think they thought they'd have one more good year out of him, and he had a couple good games early, but he's been terrible.
That's another
last couple especially.
That's another kick in the balls. Is the reason they and this is me speculating. My guess is the reason they didn't sign AJ Bouye is because they were trying to save cap room for Tony Romo, right?
Yeah,
that was kind of what everybody thought,
right? And I think that was the gamble to make at the time, but it didn't work.
I mean, just imagine that. That's what you let a guy walk, a pretty solid player walk away in hopes that you could get a guy that's announcing games for CBS now.
Well, I think next offseason it's probably it for Joseph. I think Cushing has to be gone. You can't count on him at all. And you'll be able to clear some cap room. You're going to have to be active in free agency. There's no question. In offensive line and secondary, you're going to have to spend some money. Well, now they'll have some money to spend, but just try Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. Hey. So I'm just a little confused because yesterday – Savage was just garbage. I mean, it's obviously garbage. But, you know, you guys ran off Case Keenum. You wanted him out of here, and he's leading a playoff team now. So, I mean, what do you guys have to say? Because you let the charge for him to be out of here. Now he's making the playoffs, and we're not.
Well, here's what I've got to say. Case Keenum wasn't doing that here. You know, he wasn't. And Ryan Fitzpatrick got better when he left. So it's not necessarily that these guys weren't good players. It's that the coaching staff wasn't using them properly. And I don't know that Case Keenum would, if he were here, would be saving this team like he's saving the Vikings. I tend to
think not.
The Vikings
have a little more talent.
The Vikings have a badass team. But yeah, go back to look at Case Keenum's stats when he was here and then ask yourself, would you have kept him around? The answer is no.
Then guess who else didn't keep him around? The Rams.
Yeah.
They moved on from him. I mean, he's what he is. He's a journeyman who's – and I always said at his peak would be Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's kind of what he is. Ryan Fitzpatrick had a couple of good seasons. That's what he is right now. He's winning some games for Minnesota. But I guarantee you the first time things go south, Teddy Bridgewater's going to be back in there. So, yeah, you guys can pump that all you want, but that's just – every situation's different. And where he is right now, he's doing great. And good for him. I like the kid. But if you think he was here and this team would be doing any better
– you're kidding yourself.
Yeah, you're just being silly. And, by the way, we didn't run off anybody. The Texans did, not you guys.
Well,
I'd like to run you off, but
– let's also – and this is sort of going off the topic a little bit, but when you look at what Case Keenum's done, and Case Keenum's won 5 games in a row with Minnesota, and that's good news. I mean, that's a nice thing. But you know how many of those teams that he's beat are probably making the playoffs? None. He beat the Bears. He beat the Packers without Aaron Rodgers. He beat the Browns. He beat the Ravens. And he beat the Redskins.
I think going on the road and beating Washington was probably
That's definitely the prize of that. But, I mean, let's not act like, you know, this guy's going Tom Brady somehow or another.
Yeah. It's,
but he wouldn't save this thing. Nobody.
No. No. The only guy who could save this thing is limping around on the sidelines.
Yep.
That's it. And
honestly, I don't know how sustainable that was. Let's face it. This team had a losing record when he left. Were they more interesting? For sure. But I don't know that they were a playoff team with him because the rest of this team is just not good.
I don't know if they were or not, but I know that with him there, they had a fighting chance.
No doubt.
And he but now that he's gone, everything else is exposed. And that's just an example of a guy who was on his way to being a great player because he did make everyone around him better, except for the defense. There wasn't much you could do about them.
Well, maybe he could play safety. I don't know. It's possible.
You got him. You broke him having him play quarterback in practice. Put him at safety. He's going to break again.
All right. Listen, guys, I got to tell you about my computer career. Trenton is a former truck driver, and I say former because back in July, Trenton started his classes at My Computer Career. 4 months later, and Trenton has already started an IT career. How long will it take you? It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take a free career evaluation today. My Computer Career can get you trained for the high-demand field of IT. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You'll attend classes on campus or live online only twice a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps get you into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. Can I also point out something else about the whole, look at what Keenum's doing. You know, last time he played here, it's 2014. He was with the St. Louis Rams. They were the St. Louis Rams. Played 2 years for the Rams and then signed as a free agent this year with the Vikings for a 1-year deal. So it's not like, let's not act like, oh, they let him go in the offseason and this is what happened. Now, if you want to make the argument that he was a better backup than Tom Savage, I wouldn't have argued that with you.
Yeah.
But I don't think it makes a difference. He's not going to do the same things here as he's doing there. And let's see how sustainable that is. By the way, he's had some good stretches in the past, and can he stay healthy? That's another question. He gets beat up a lot. He's a little dude, but that's one of those people say, "Oh, look at what he's doing." Well, Okay. Look at what Ryan Fitzpatrick's doing. He was also here.
Lamont says, I'm not a Keenum truther, but media using the teams they have beat as a barometer is gay and weak. No team is beating a murderer's row. I get that, but how about we stop crowning guys until they do beat somebody worth a damn? Like, I'm just not going to get all excited. Like, I had a guy tell me this weekend that the Saints are an elite team. And, they've won 7 games in a row. But the best wins that they've got are Carolina and Buffalo. The two best teams that they've played, they lost to. I'm just not willing to throw around words like elite and great until you actually beat somebody that I think is good. You can think it's weak all you want, but there is a sort of a level of competition thing that you've got to look at. Like, otherwise, why aren't we saying, well, Central Florida is the best team in college football? They're undefeated because they are
the best team in college
football. Oh, well, you're right. Or Wisconsin, for that matter. Wisconsin's a better example because they're actually playing in a big boy conference. But
that's not a nice thing to say. I think you're just being mean to UCF now.
Probably so. But I always take that into account. And maybe that's weak, but until you've proven it to me in the past, which Case Keenum hasn't, I'll wait out. Steve just said, check out the Saints 7-game streak. Good chance none of those teams make the playoffs either. Don't hear that out media for them. I've been saying that same thing. I've been saying that about the Saints.
Well, I think, but you could say that about a lot of teams, man. There's a lot of crappy teams in the league.
Well, that's why I'm saying. That's why I'm not looking to crown anybody elite. I don't think the Eagles are elite. If I had to pick who the most elite team in the NFL is, it's probably the Patriots, just because I know they've done it before. I know they can do it.
And they're capable of cranking it up over the second half of the season, which we've seen
before. And it's not like they've run around beating any awesome teams either. But am I going to say that they can't? No. I mean, who am I picking on a neutral field? I'm probably picking them. I mean, I don't know. I just think we get too excited too easily.
Well, and again, see me in about a month. If they're still winning and he's still playing great and he sustained it for longer than he ever has in his career, that'll be fantastic.
Well, by the way, how much of that game did you watch?
A little bit. I was flipping around. I was watching we were watching CFL and NFL yesterday.
Okay.
So that one I didn't pay a ton of attention to, and I haven't watched the replay yet.
Well, watch the replay and tell me how great you think Case Keenum looks in the second half of that game. And then tell me if we should be
crowning him.
Yeah. And I don't mean to crap on Case Keenum. It's not even it's pointless to crap.
Yeah, well,
on the guy.
It's just for some reason people think that somehow the Texans made the decision to not have him this year. They made that decision 3 years ago.
By the way, if Case Keenum went to any other college, people around here wouldn't care so much. But they're obsessed with him because he's a local guy.
Chris, you're on the Blitz. Go.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about the quarterback situation. I have a kid. He plays baseball. We see a lot of the batting cage syndrome, which they're really good on the field or in the batting cage, but not so much in the game. And I want to know, football is different. They have a lot of scrimmages. They go at game speed. Where is the disconnect in the management where they can't see Tom Savage's batting cage syndrome? Like it bothers me so much that there was even a debate over Savage and Watson, seeing how, they both played on the same team with the same O-line. I just wanted to get you guys' opinion on that.
Well, I think in football we call it the 7-on-7 thing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of guys, and you see it more with these 5-star high school quarterbacks that go to college and everybody thinks, oh, they're going to be great because they kill it in 7-on-7. And in high school, nobody's ever putting any pressure on them. And they've usually got like one receiver who's better than everybody on the defense, so they put up these good numbers. And then they get to college, and you find out, when there's pressure on him, he can't throw the ball. And that's what you see with Tom Savage in practice. And actually, the practices I saw last year, and didn't see any this year because they were not in town, he didn't look good in practice to me. He didn't look very accurate. And once you get in the game and all of a sudden it's, the quarterback gets hit, that doesn't happen in practice. I have that red jersey on.
Yeah.
Or we're playing 7-on-7 where you can look great. You can stand in there and throw the ball strong and hit open receivers. You don't have to worry about moving around in the pocket. That's where you see pocket presence come into play. And that's the thing. He doesn't have it. And he never had it. He didn't have it when he played before. And that's seeing Watson have that was one of the things that got me so excited about the guy. Is he could feel his way around the pocket. He could sense things. That's what really good quarterbacks do.
Black Spotted Zebra says Vikings are most likely to make the playoffs. Keenum will turn into Keenum once they get a healthy Bridgewater back. I'm really looking forward to see Bridgewater back on the field. I am too, but by the way, it's not like Teddy Bridgewater's ever been some top-level quarterback either. I think he's shown like he was on his way to becoming a good player, but he hadn't gotten there when he got hurt.
And what sucks is I thought that was going to be his breakthrough year, just especially from I saw at the end of the season before that. It's like, okay, this guy's about to take that big next step.
But you'll admit that he hadn't gotten there yet.
No, he hadn't gotten there yet. He had been solid.
And it's 2 years, and I mean, nobody expects a guy who wasn't who's the last pick in the first round to be, Aaron Rodgers 2 years in. And he was clearly working towards something, but no one knows how good he is yet. I think the Vikings are one of the best teams at 21 positions besides quarterback. And granted, that'll only get you so far. You can ask the local team here, who's been that many a time.
Yeah.
But you can put up a good record when you're really good at 21 positions and crappy at one, or mediocre or average at one. It's just about how far you can go come playoff time. That's when it's usually tough to do.
Are you high, Fred? The Texans weren't winning with Watson either. I think they would have beaten the Colts with him, and the teams they weren't beating were the Chiefs, the Patriots, and the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Those guys are pretty good.
I don't think they would have won yesterday with him, but I think they would have beat the Colts.
Yeah, I have no idea, because the whole game was different.
Yeah.
There's just no way of knowing. It probably would have been like the Seahawks game where the defense gives up a late touchdown and they lose, but he would have kept them in the game. And but it doesn't matter. He's dead. It's pointless. And no, I'm not high. I wish I was. Do we have any weed? That's I think maybe that's what I'm going to do. We were joking about this in a meeting today, but I think maybe I'm going to watch the game Sunday high and write about it while high. That may be the only way to watch it. Well, man, Tom Savage is even slower now. What happened? It could be fun. And a lot of people, how long before O'Brien's gone? Or should get? Honestly, this isn't on O'Brien, I don't think. Unless he's the guy who said, I can win with Tom Savage. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. We'll take some more calls when we come back. We'll get to the other games at 5 o'clock, and then there's a lot of college stuff we're going to get to today as well.
Oh, I sucked at college football this weekend.
Actually, I was 4-1 in colleges this week, which is not bad. And the only one I missed was Southern Miss by 1 point, and everything else I hit. So I didn't play all the games you played.
Good for you. Yeah, I struggled in college, and then
3-1.
It got me into into the dark side for the first time this year, and I needed a winning NFL day to get back to it, to get back in black. And then I went 1-2 yesterday, and then I played. Remember I said, give me a 3 with the Niners and I'll play them.
Yeah,
I got the 3, and I put a half unit money line on the Niners, and I can't get away from being like even on the season. And I've honestly thought about like just not handicapping anymore, because it's a giant waste of my time at this point. Like I don't know if I'm up or down, but it's like maybe $70 or $60 up or $60 down. I'm not. It's a lot of time.
Yeah,
for that.
Well, and I was 0-1 on the NFL, so it's 3-2 for the week. I did play the CFL game pretty hard, but I didn't put that one out publicly. That was just one that I basically saw. What, Saskatchewan +2? These two teams have been within a point of each other every game. Of course, they rolled.
Yeah,
but. I'm back up now, because I think the last 2 weeks, well, I had a really good week last weekend, and then so I think I'm like 5-2-1 over the last 2 weeks on my picks on pregame, so it's rallying.
There you go.
So, and there was some, like UAB, I had UAB +7.5, and they won outright against UTSA. What was the other one I hit pretty hard? Oh, North Texas to cover against UTEP. UTEP is just garbage. So I played a lot of crap games, but they worked.
Well, no, Miami killed me again. I guess I've just got to respect Miami now.
Yeah, I played that in our little pick five thing that we do,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't play it for real. I just don't trust Notre Dame enough. It's one of those things that if I don't feel good about either team, it's one of those things that RJ and I talked about this on the podcast. You rank teams based on how much you trust them, whether they're good or bad.
Right.
Like I trust UTEP to never cover. I trust a team like UAB. I think I have a very good feel for. I don't have a good feel for either Notre Dame or Miami. So when I don't have a good feel for you, even if it looks too good to be true, I'm going to pass. And that game was just – it didn't go anything like what I thought it would.
No.
So it just goes to show that I don't have a good feel for
this. Well, later on in the show, we can talk about what the college football landscape looks like now, because the playoff landscape has changed dramatically over this weekend. All right, guys, I got to tell you about the Texas Star Grill Shop. The anniversary grill sale still happening at Texas Star Grill Shop. Stop by for the best prices on brands like Traeger, Weber, Kamado Joe, Napoleon, Sabre, Green Mountain. There's nothing like the smell of smoke and sizzle as it surrounds that succulent meat on the grill. Make this holiday season the best and get grilling on one of these great grills. They've got the Green Mountain grills, the Memphis Woodfire grills that have Wi-Fi control, temperature control from 180 to 700 degrees. The Napoleon grills offer the ability to switch to charcoal, and a lot of those models have an amazing sear zone to make that perfect steak. And as always with Texas Star Grill Shop, free delivery, free assembly on whatever grill you go with. Don't forget all the sauces, the rubs, the spices that help make it all taste better. Get a grill that's going to last and enjoy the holidays with family and friends. Save big during the anniversary grill sale. Stop by the Texas Star Grill Shop. They're at Shepherd and 59 in Houston and on Louetta and Spring in the Champions area. TexasGrillShop.com. Texas Star Grill Shop, we have your grill.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club. Courtesy of Florida's Hidden First Coast Hills of Golf, visit Florida and ESPN975.com. Boom. Wonderful. Lovely.
Hidden Hills.
Yeah, see, don't you have to say it in golf voice? And we'll be going to Hidden Hills, where A.J. Hoffman is lining up his putt on the 15th.
A.J.'s a horrible putter.
And this one's going to have about a two-foot break. And here he goes, and it is about as accurate as a Tom Savage pass.
Yeah.
It's off the green. Oh, dreadful. Just absolutely dreadful.
We haven't done this in a while, but where would you or how would you do, like, bottom five teams in the NFL? Who are the worst teams?
Browns are clearly the worst.
Are they?
Yeah, I think they are. I don't think there's any doubt.
If the Browns played the Giants today, neutral field, I said pick them as the line. You would feel comfortable with the Giants?
Well, you're asking me if I'd feel comfortable. No, but I'd pick the Giants.
Man, I feel like the Giants might be the worst. I feel like they hate their coach. Like
I think the conversation includes the Browns.
It's the Browns and the Giants. The Niners are better than those.
I'm taking the Niners out of that conversation, but I'm not so sure I'm going to take the Texans out of that conversation.
Yeah.
And I'm not so sure I'm going to take the Buccaneers out of it either.
That's fair, despite especially without Jameis.
Despite the fact that they managed to win that game, that is a terrible football team.
So I think my bottom five, Browns, Giants, Texans. I'll go Bears and Bucks.
See, I think the Bears are better than the Bucks, but not by much. They're pretty crappy too.
And the 49ers are an honorable mention. I mean, one win's one
you
win.
You know who else is honorable mention?
The Broncos.
The Broncos.
Yeah, that great defense. It ain't that good. It ain't that good. Cincinnati finally got a win. No, they didn't get a win. They finally got a cover.
Yeah,
they screwed me. So I hate them even more now.
Of course you do.
What did you think of the opening number, Cardinals minus two at the Texans?
I could not in good conscience bet on the Texans at any point.
I don't think I can either.
I think the Yeah, I do think they could win that game, but I have no confidence in them. And, you know, the Cardinals, I don't have any confidence in the Cardinals either, but I think they're better than the Texans right now. And if I only got to give up 2 points, I'd lean that way.
Man,
a lot of people asking about the suicide pool update.
We're down to three. The guy Chris, well, he was tweeting at us. He's mad that we talked him into the Bears because we said I thought the Bears would beat the Packers this week, but I wasn't betting it in the suicide pool.
No, but that's our fault apparently. So I thought that was pretty weak, frankly, to blame us for that. But that's okay. I went with the Lions against the Browns.
I went with the Rams,
and I feel like now I'm sitting really good because I've still got the Chiefs. I've still got the Patriots. I still haven't used the Rams. I feel really good moving forward.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel moving forward. But I, at this point, when it's down to three of us, I'm just taking it 1 week at a time. Coach speak, 1 week at a time. And yeah. I'll put my best foot forward every week.
And just hope that I can coach better and my players can play better. That's what I'm hoping for. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Yeah,
This is one of the weeks that I won't just blindly fade the Texans on that pool, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't trust the Cardinals enough to just go, oh, yeah, they got it.
Well, that's the thing. I think I said this, but you were talking about how bad Brett Hundley was, and I was saying how bad he was. But, like, do you really trust Mitchell Trubisky as much, that much more?
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of his.
I'll be looking to fade the Packers a lot of weeks in that pool if I can, but I'm not dying on that hill with the Bears. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Aubrey Theodi. Aubrey, how's it going, man? What do you got going this week?
Hey, guys. Beautiful afternoon. I mean, it's for us, it's kicking in kind of early is the holiday rush. And 281 Dirt Free is such an easy number to remember, dirtfreecarpet.com. And then maybe, you know, all the storm and everything like that kind of put people off cleaning. So now they're dialing 281 Dirt Free, and the reason why is carpets, tile, grout, tile and grout, of course, your leather, drapery, upholstery, wool rugs. I mean, that's one of our most popular items, and, you know, I really like to do those on site. So we just slide the chair off or the sofa off and clean the wool rug and slide it right back, and, you know, the trouble it takes to send it out and unwrap it, and then you got to vacuum it sometimes. Oh, man. Friends, dial 281 Dirt Free and just knock that whole honeydew list out. We'll do the air duct return, carpet cleaning, leather, tapestry, wool rugs, drapes. 281-347-8373. No soaps, chemical residues, or tap water. The strongest machine in the world. We bought it, created it, invented it. And when we come out to your home, we'll start in the worst area. If you don't love it, you don't have to pay us. We'll go on to another job if we can't get that really bad area out. And several times a year, we can't. So sometimes it's a bleach stain or something, and we'll be up front with you and go on to another job if we can't get it right for you. So dial 281 Dirt Free. We'll give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase and an added free room of carpet cleaning if you on the extra services. So 281 Dirt Free, dirtfreecarpets.com on the web.
All right, that's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. We'll talk to you next week, Aubrey.
Thanks, guys.